When Celtic play at St Johnstone on Saturday, the boys could equal a defensive and goalkeeping record which has stood for well over a century. The most consecutive clean sheets that the boys have had at the start of a league campaign is 6, and this was set back in 1906-07. Currently, the Celts are on 5, so are on the verge of matching this. This original run happened during the club's famous 6-in-a-row run of league championships, which went from 1905 to 1910. Celtic's goalkeeper at this time shows a very different relationship with the men from Ibrox. The boys' custodian for this run was Tom Sinclair, who was actually on loan from Rangers. Sinclair was temporary cover for the usual Celtic keeper, Davy Adams. He had been injured during a Celtic-Rangers testimonial game, which was held on behalf of Rangers' Finlay Speedy. During 1906-07, Celtic faced Motherwell, Kilmarnock, Morton, Hearts, Queen's Park and then Third Lanark, all without conceding, though that run eventually came to an end during a 2-1 victory over Aberdeen. The current team won't be able to emulate the overall record that started the 1906-07 season. Back then, Celtic failed to concede for 8 successive matches, including 2 Glasgow Cup ties, though the Celts this season have lost a goal to Hibs in the League Cup. When it comes to goalkeepers, various Celts have had long shutout records. In league terms, the most notable of these is Fraser Forster. The big Englishman went 13 straight league matches without conceding, starting on the 6th of December 2013 in a 5-0 win over Motherwell, and then he failed to pick the ball out of the net for a league game until a 2-1 defeat to Aberdeen on the 25th of February 2014. When taking into account all competitions, this run saw the Celts' best clean sheet record since World War II. From the 20th of December 2013, which was a 1-0 league game against Hibs, until the 8th of February 2014, a 2-1 Scottish Cup loss to Aberdeen, Celtic did not lose a competitive goal. This was 10 matches in total across the league and Scottish Cup. In fact, this run of 10 could have been even longer for Forster than Celtic. Unfortunately, the small matter of a 6-1 hammering from Barcelona limited the all competitions record. Forster's 2013-14 league achievement meant that he went past the previous boys' record holder, Charlie Shaw, who had kept 10 successive league clean sheets in the 1913-14 season. This started with a 0-0 draw against Motherwell on the 20th of December 1913, and then he failed to lose a goal again until a 1-0 defeat at Falkirk on the 28th of February 1914. However, Charlie Shaw and this Celtic team continued to hold their own club records. Celtic's longest run across all competitions without conceding is 13 games, set in the same 1913-14 season. As part of that 10-game league run, Shaw and his defence also kept out the opposition in 3 Scottish Cup matches. In fact, the boys that season had one run of 23 matches with only one ball passing through the Celtic goalposts. The man who scored that goal, Jimmy Scott of Raith Rovers, sadly died during World War I as part of the 1916 Battle of the Somme. Charlie Shaw also previously held one other goalkeeping shutout record for Celtic, although lost this some time ago. Shaw played for the boys 446 times, failing to concede on 237 occasions. However, this is surpassed by Pat Bonner, who managed 245 clean sheets in his 642 Celtic games, stretching from the 1970s to the 1990s. And another Celt with a unique shutout record is Bernard McCready. The Dumbarton-born keeper was at the club from 1955 until 1957. He played only one competitive first-team game for the boys, a 1-0 win over Aberdeen in April 1957. This surely makes him Celtic's only goalkeeper to have played and never conceded a competitive goal. If the boys leave McDermott Park with a clean sheet, then the current team and keeper Kasper Schmeichel will be added to the club history books, and could feasibly even break this league record against Ross County. But still, the most important thing in both those games is the 3 points. On the hoops. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in 3 Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.